What's Lock going on, Talk Radio.
Okay. What's going on, everybody? I'm your host, Tay Real. I got my lovely co-host, Miss Lala.
What's going on, world?
And I'd like to welcome all of you to another episode of It's Real. And today's episode is about liars, something that I really despise of. Miss Lala, how do you feel about liars?
Can't stand them.
You got any personal like experiences? Because I got some. You got any personal experiences with liars?
Definitely do.
Let us like know. Talk to us.
Like, for instance, telling someone that you have a job, knowing they can easily call and say you have a family emergency and find out whether you work there or not. Tell me that's not a story.
Man, how about I had this one female, right, that I dated, and you want to talk about a compulsive liar? Like, it was ridiculous. Like, she would lie about if it's 50 degrees outside, she would say it's 75, just because. It's like, just a lie, just for, like, she got a thrill out of it. It used to make me so mad. Like, why are you lying? Like, are you coming? Yeah, I'm coming. Then call, don't get no answer. Yeah. Talk to her the next day, like, what happened? I thought she was coming. Oh, sorry. All right, why are you lying? Like, and she just kept doing it over and over. And it was like, I felt like she was way older than me. I was like 21. She was like 36 or something like that. She was way older than me, already had kids and everything. And she just would, like, I felt like I was the older one. Like, I would get mad, and I felt like I was talking to my kid. I'd be like, why are you lying? And, like, she'd just be sitting there quiet looking stupid, like, not saying nothing. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, I felt like I was dating a kid, like a little kid. It was ridiculous.
That's the thing about lying. If a little kid lies and you catch them in a lie, what you think they're going to do? They don't know what to think of next. So, of course, they're going to sit there and look at you like they're stupid.
Right, and, like, I think I don't think everybody just lied just for the heck of it. I think it's deeper than that. Like, I personally, in my personal opinion, feel like it's kind of, like, psychological. Like, sometimes people just lie, like, because it's just reasons deeper beyond, like, they have fun. I think some people, yeah, they have fun. They do it for the heck of it, you know, just to get a thrill out of it. And some people, I think, is other stuff going on, like psychologically. Like, sometimes they got low self-esteem, or they've been through some things, and they just not confident in themselves. And just, I think it's different reasons. So, I don't know, but it's going to be interesting.
Either way it goes, it's still wrong.
Yeah.
Tell one lie, you got to tell two to cover that one, and it keeps going and keeps going.
That's
so eventually you forget and get caught. Yeah, you know, like my ex.
Oh, yeah, tell us about it. What's up with your ex? What did he do?
I went to a party, and I happened to know a friend that knew the mother of his child, and me and him were still together. He said he wasn't talking to her, so I called him up on the phone, and he told me that he was in another city with his mother. So I'm not going to say her name, but I told him to tell her that I said hi, and so he just got quiet and hung up on me, and then he called back and said, no, well, wait, look, he called back and said, you caught me.
Wow.
Like, so, okay, so what you lie for?
I guess people be like, you know, embarrassed. Because, you know, if you're going to cheat, you're going to have to lie. There's no way you're going to successfully cheat without lying. Lying and cheating go hand in hand. And, of course, you know, what person can relate to that better than a female? Because most guys do cheat, and when you cheat, you got to lie. You know,
okay.
But don't get it twisted. Females do it too. Because I've been in that situation. I had it done to me. Females lie and cheat too. I know I'm going to start talking about cheating, because I guarantee you this whole conversation will go away from lies and I will go in. Because, like, for real, I ain't even going to tell you. We'll say that for a whole nother show.
That's what I was thinking. Same thing.
It's like, you know, this is ridiculous, man. Like, you expect, like, all right, maybe a little kid a lot, they don't know no better, or maybe a junkie, because, like, they so worried about that crack or that dope or whatever, they're going to say anything. But you're a regular person, you know? Like, you just don't expect it from, like, an adult. It's, like, so immature. Like,
Like, why are you lying to me? Like, what's the point? Like, what's so hard about the truth? Like, is it really that bad? And if so, don't you think that the person should know if you care about them anyways?
Exactly. Let's see. If we're going to get into some callers, I want to see what other people think about this. Let's take a caller and let's see what's going on. Let's talk to Bria. Hey, Bria, you there? Okay, that probably was okay. Let's try this again. Bear with me, I'm still getting used to it. Bria, you there?
Yes, I am.
There we go. I put the wrong person in. I hit the wrong button. That person probably is like, who, what? Bria? That's why I wouldn't hear nothing. Oh, man.
Right.
What's good, Bria?
Nothing much. Ready to get on this topic about liars.
I know you got something to say about this.
Mm-hmm. You can hear it in the voice.
You can hear it already. She's like boiling, waiting.
Right. Now, my biggest thing is I don't like when, because right now I'm on the, you know, dating scene, trying to date, and I went on a date with a guy. I don't like when guys lie about who they are, what they have to impress a girl. That makes me so mad. I got a this, I got that, and don't work in a pie factory, and not only that, who cares?
Exactly.
You know what you have. You know, it's
why
like, yeah, it's like, I want to meet you, get to know you. So it's like, not only do you not have, you know, that you're bragging and that's not important, but you don't even have nothing that you say. I don't get it. It's like, eventually, if I were to say, I want to date this guy, don't you think I'm going to find out that you have none of those
things?
Exactly. Yeah, I just think it's pointless. That really gets under my skin.
I feel
Definitely.
I mean, that's the, like, when it comes to dealing with guys, you know, like, a guy ain't even got to be cheating, but you know, like, even if he, like, let's say he might got his little female friends or whatever, and, you know, to a certain, that sometimes that's cool all to a certain extent, but it can get complicated because it's like, you don't know how, what type of friends, have they ever had relations and stuff. And so even if he's not necessarily cheating, he might got a lie to keep you from freaking out on him. Then it's going to make it look like he's cheating if he lie about it. And then it just, when it comes to dealing with guys, the first thing a guy's going to think, oh, you know, when all else fails, lie about it. To keep him from the high seat.
Yeah, and that's crazy because that's another thing that, you know, I don't get, like, because it just makes it worse. You know, that's crazy. I don't like when guys lie to cover up stuff they doing and everything. It's so immature. You know, give somebody a choice whether they want to mess with you or not. You know, yes, I got a wife or yes, I got a girlfriend. You know, it's just pointless.
And if that's your friend, that's your friend. You shouldn't have to lie about it.
And I always say that. And I always say that when you lie, If you say, well, I'm going to the store, but you ended up going out with your homeboys and some girl called and said, well, he was with me last night. Even if you wasn't, you was. You know, because I found out you lied, so now, you know, it's like, that's what you were doing. I don't care if you prove you with your homeboys, but lying about it, can I actually put you in a position, you know, in a position where though you was not even in the wrong?
Exactly. Like, once you lie, everything that come out of your mouth is going to seem like a lie.
Yep.
The truth or not.
Yep.
You gotta just keep continuing to. You gotta just keep going. You're gonna turn into a compulsive liar before you know it.
Yep.
Everything, your whole life gonna be a lie.
Yeah.
Some people's whole life is a lie. Some people got like some people got like second families and the family that he lived with don't know about it. And they think he's working late nights.
Mm-hmm.
He spends time with his second family. That's crazy.
Right.
You think that's only on Lifetime? That stuff is real.
I got a cousin that got a girlfriend in Georgia. He got a baby mama in Louisiana and one in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And none of the other ones exist.
That's crazy. You got to be good to pull something like that off. That's like a career. That's like some people got degrees. Some people got master degrees in lying. Like they can just like it's amazing to me. Like for instance, it's this area in town, and most people know about it, right by a club. I ain't even gonna say the name. I only want you know, but it's by a club, and everybody's familiar with this club on the northeast side of town. And there's a lot of transsexuals, transgender people, transsexuals, drag queens, you know, or whatever, depending on what you want to call it. And a lot of these dudes, you know, they come out at night, late night, and, you know, they got their hair done, they got everything, hormone pills, they got bodies and all that stuff. Some guys are fooled, most guys know when they see it, but nonetheless, these guys are living double lives because a lot of these guys are, like, married in the daytime, dressed regular, normal job. And, you know, my wife and kids at home, and then they probably tell their wife or their girlfriend or whatever, yeah, I got to work my second job tonight. Oh, I'm doing some overtime. They go put on their wig. put on their little, you know, put their little stuff on and just step out there and just go to work. And, that's crazy. What's your personal opinions to that? Like, the guys that live that type of life, that, like, live a double life, and, like, he's, you know, he's homosexual, but, you know, he got a family. He live with his family and all of that stuff. Family don't know about it. Late night, he come out and do his thing and then go back home in the morning. Like, well, I had a hard day. I had a hard day at work last night.
That goes back to what you were saying about the reasons why people lie, like insecurities. They're not comfortable within themselves.
Right.
But at the same time, just be who you are. If that's who you are, be who you are. But trying to hide it, all you're doing is putting both you, your wife, and whoever you're sleeping with, whoever else, whatever men, you're putting them all at risk.
Right.
Health-wise, emotionally, physically, mentally.
Right. And I feel like that's the ultimate no-no, you know, and you know, a hurtful situation because it's like, you know, you are, you know, you made a choice to drag me into this because you don't wake up today and say, you as a man anyway, you know what, I'm gay. You knew this and you dragged me in and I had kids, you didn't drag my children in, you know, so I just, yeah, it's, that is just crazy to me because it's like you dragging other people in it and you can be, if you, that's what you do, that's fine. I don't knock that. I just knock when you, you know, you bring these people in and then you have kids, you know, like that's the ultimate, come on now. Like that's dirty to me.
Yes.
I see them. Like I've seen it with my own two eyes. I'm not even going to lie. Like I didn't have one come up to me like, you all right, boo? Like, yeah, I'm all right, man. Get out of here. Come on, man. And I'm just, probably that same guy I seen earlier at the market with his little son doing some grocery shopping.
Right.
You know, it's just sad when you gotta live a lie. Like, be who you are, if you're gay or if you, I don't care what you are. You know, just be yourself and, you know, just be true to who you are. And if, you ain't gotta live with no shame. If, as long as you're true to who you are, walk with your hair held high, regardless of what your lifestyle is. That's how I personally feel.
Yeah, because if you're ashamed of who you are, then you shouldn't be doing what you're doing.
Exactly.
You know, whatever I do, I walk around proud. I don't care what nobody has to think, but if I got to be ashamed of it, then apparently something's not right there. And I have a homegirl, and, you know, she's gay, and we would go out, and I would go to her spot. So she said, let's go to a place called a Hip Bone. I said, sure. You know, I went. Absolutely had a great time. Like, the gay club was even better than the regular club. But she was telling me way too. So you see these guys that come in, it's really real. I hear about it, but, I mean, these guys came in, or guys, you know, and Lala, you probably already, I mean, guys, we would see them be like, oh, he's fine, or you would talk to, you would never know. And, wetting rings on, I mean, like, these guys, and it was, like, so real to me that I'm having a ball with, though. I stood there for so long, music blast, just looking around like, this is unbelievable. Like, that could be my husband or my boyfriend or my, it was crazy. Crazy. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Like, who, you'll never know who it is. If you've never gone to a place, you'll never know.
Nope.
The same person you see outside standing on the corner with his homeboys.
Yeah.
Right there in the gay club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask y'all a question. Do you feel like it, you know, because sometimes it all depends on situations. Some situations differ. Like, do you feel like there's ever a time in life where it is absolutely necessary to lie and, like, it's understood that, like, all right, well, that person had to lie in that situation? Example, let's say a guy, let's say he committed a crime when he was younger, you know, let's say, I don't know, armed robbery or whatever, and they never had the evidence. Now they got the evidence, and the person got hurt bad, but he didn't mean for him to get hurt bad. Like, the part of the, let's say he robbed him, he got the money, then the person tried to, like, try to go after him, so they kind of got into a scuffle, and he pushed them back, and, you know, they fell and hit their head on the cement and bust their head up and had brain damage or whatever. And so years later now, they got the evidence, and, you know, he's going to, of course, have a better chance of beating it. He's facing maybe, let's say, 15 years. Hypothetically speaking, he might got a record. He's facing 15 years. If he lies and if he does it the right way and his lawyer's good, he might can get off. I mean, but if he don't lie, you know, if he don't lie, he's admitting to it and he's screwed, you know. If he lies, he got a chance. I mean, situations like that, when you press it, do you think that it's justified to lie in certain situations?
Certain situations I do, because depending on what it is, you know, you have a white lie, and then you have a, that was so unnecessary lie, or people can get hurt, you know, feelings or anything, or feelings get hurt because of this lie, you know, but, you know, lying, we all do it. And I believe, sometimes it is perfectly necessary. You know, you have your kids may come and ask you a question, and you have to lie. That's harmless. You know, it's like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I love this.
Santa Claus rule.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Right. So sometimes
it's nice because I messed it up for my kids.
Right. Yes. So sometimes
no,
I believe it's not necessary.
Yeah, as a parent, that's true. I mean, as a parent, you're going to have to lie. You're going to have to lie. And I do think it's justified, too. You can't, you know.
But nowadays, these kids ain't stupid.
No, not at all.
Not. They be knowing stuff, like.
Mm-hmm.
I told my son tried to convince me that the tooth fairy leaves a dollar. Thought it was a quarter.
Well, these 2000 babies are nothing at all like we were when we were coming up. And not only that, now they have technology. Yeah, they got the computers.
Right.
They got, you know, it's so much for them now that it is definitely, that's why it's so important to try to, L generation now, to really save it, because, I mean, wow. You know, before you would look at the news and, you know, as adults doing this, now you don't get kids killing each other, teenagers getting caught. It's, you know, it's like the news are about children. At one point in time, when people had kids, they prayed that they would live to see their child prom, or, you know, pray that they would, you know, be. Now you have a child, you have to pray that he make it. And it
exactly.
wasn't like that.
And it's like at
that.
The same time, going back to the whole lying situation with our youth, like when they're little, like you said, it's okay, like every once in a while you got to tell a little white lie to your child. But as they get older, and they start seeing things in this world, you got to tell them the truth. You can't lie about it.
But
when I say, like, things that will, like, you know, like, as far as my child, I want him to know everything. He needs to know everything. But like I said, there's certain little things that to help him, you know what I mean, as far as protect him, you know, as far as, like, as far as with me, certain, just little things, you know, just like how I can't really give example, but it's just certain things to protect, you know, but not on a, you know, oh, no, people don't fight. Oh, no, people don't get killed. You know, nothing like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know,
yes, it is
a Santa Claus. You know, like, yeah, it is a Santa. You know, I want him to go through this now. Eventually he'll know, but yes, it is a tooth fairy. That's a lie. And that's the lies I'm saying, that it's okay to do them little ones, not big ones.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, prime example, that's your daddy. Knowing daggone right I ain't his dad.
No, that's a big lie.
That's a big lie. You might hate your baby father, but you shouldn't have your kid growing up thinking one person is the father And he's not. And then when he's 13, 14, 15, you got to break it to him. Oh, yeah, that's not really your father. You just weren't young enough to, you weren't old enough to tell you that. It's like, I've been calling you dad my whole life, really?
Right. It's hurtful. It's hurtful. That's what the hurtful lies is just the worst. That's the point, is when people are affected by it. You know, that's it.
That's just like telling somebody you love them when you really don't mean it.
When
you
don't.
Yeah. And
that's
a big
bottom right there.
Yeah, it is.
That's rock bottom right there.
Or when guys say, you know, I want you to have my baby, man, we're going to have kids, and she get pregnant, he's like, oh, hell no.
Changes something.
You know, that's a hurtful lie. There he go. Like, man, I said that in the heat of the moment, you know, so, yeah.
Well, that's about to change the fact that now we got a baby.
Right.
You know, dudes will say anything to get in good. To get the goods. They will do anything. I'm sure y'all done heard it all, seen it all. You done had all types of approaches and promises. And, I'm going to do this. I'm going to buy you this. You know how it goes. You know how guys are.
Yes. But you know, today.
Like, you're not just my girl, you're my best friend.
Yeah, and today women are, because we use the best men a lot, but women are worse than men today. And
Y'all so much better at it than we are. I'm not even going to lie. We set up and watch y'all do it to us. We got, so, you know, we've seen y'all mistakes. We peeped out how y'all messed up at. So that's why we get, you know, that's why women are the way they are. You know, you have more men now crying over their girl than you have a chick crying over the dude now. The roles have been reversed. And the thing that I notice is that
women hurt, but we get over and move on. Men cannot take what they've done to us getting taken. I mean, like, they'll kill you. You'll hear, oh, he shot his wife, he shot his girlfriend, his baby mama, he strangled. It's like, wow, really?
It was a guy in Delaware. He actually killed his girlfriend and then killed himself because he didn't want her to be with anybody else.
Even nobody else. And they'll kill the kids.
Over a lie because she cheated.
Yeah.
Oh, so she actually cheated, and he found out about it.
Yes, and he still wanted her, and he didn't want her to be with anybody else.
She told him, or he found out on his own?
He found out on his own, and he went, he fought the guy. It was actually in the news. You know, I'm not going to say any names or anything like that, but it was actually in the news. It was in the newspaper that he actually went, and they had a little, you know what I mean, disturbance or whatever you want to call it. They got into a fight, him and the guy, but he still wanted to be with the girl. But after that all happened, she didn't want to be with him anymore, but he still wanted her.
Wow.
So he killed her and then killed himself.
He shot her and shot himself?
Yes.
That's sad, man.
All over a lie.
All over a lie, wow.
Wow.
That's just like, y'all remember the Steve McNair situation, right? Y'all remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if he lied to his wife, but I'm pretty sure he probably did because he was married. That was a little side chick.
Yeah.
From my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, I think she wanted them to be together, but he wasn't trying to leave his wife, and she killed him in his sleep and killed herself.
Yeah, he left his wife. She found out about it. He left and was actually staying with her, and you know, inside of a place. She found out that not only was he cheating on his wife of her, but he had other women, and that's what triggered her.
Wow.
Yeah. He eventually left, but he was begging to come back home. He really wanted to be home.
And he wanted to go back home to his wife.
Yeah, he wanted to go back, but, you know, they were living a life. You know, his wife found out, put him out, they got a place together, and she said he changed, like he was depressed and everything. And a woman's intuition, we can tell. You know when your man, somebody else is on your mind, and she felt it, and when she went deep in to find out, you know, about what's going on with the wife, she found out he was actually messing with other women. That's why I say watch out who you cheat with, because karma is, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it'll come back to bite you. It'll come back 10 times as strong.
Did you guys read the article today, the blog about Foxy Brown interview that came out today?
No.
Well, right before I talk to you guys, I read it. And, like, you know, well, first, since we're on radio, I want to say this is a rumor. You know, like, this is not,
right.
You know, but she came out to the interview and said that, you know, she was ready to talk. And that when she was seeing Jay-Z at 15 years old, he gave her gonorrhea. She said he took her virginity at 15. And she was still in high school. She said, but, you know, he was showering her with gifts and everything. So, you know, it was, she was, you know, in high school, she the girl, you know. And she said at 15 he gave her gonorrhea. And by her being so young and naive, she said he was chasing transsexuals. She said she had got a phone call. And, you know, we all get the phone girls, you mess with my man. She said, but this was a tranny. Like, this person was harassing her and going at it with her. She said that it's a videotape of them having sex, she said, but they weren't alone when they did it. She said that Jamie Foxx also had threesomes with them, but they both had to sign a contract of a gag order to never speak about it if anything happened. And that, you know, Jay-Z and Jamie were in the act and they on. She said she was so young and naive, you know, and this was going on. And when they split, somebody broke in her house, took the tapes and everything. Yeah.
That's deep. Hey,
that's
when this show ends, you gotta give me the
information.
You gotta give me the site or something like that's
yes,
wow.
Yes, I'm like wow, and she let it out, you know, and yeah, she said that he was chasing trannies. They were attracted to her. She said her phone calls wasn't from girls saying, you know, she had a guy, you know, going at her, harassing her, you know, because. That was, you know,
you could tell the difference.
Yeah.
I'm over here stunned. Like, I don't even know what to say. I'm over here like, what?
And they say he was
like,
with somebody. Somebody got Larry Johnson or somebody he had an apartment with a while ago. And everybody kept saying, you know, why are they living together in this? And she said that them two had been messing around for a long time. She said, but Jay-Z gagged everybody. You know, it's not allowed to be out there. But
well, we're running out of time. We got about 2 minutes up, but real quick, since you brought that up, like, how do y'all think Beyonce would feel about that? Like,
honestly,
Beyonce,
I mean,
they got so much money, it's probably like, whatever, that's old, or you think she, like,
no,
probably
her,
in denial.
I can see her playing a role in. Beyonce has so many damn personalities. Who knows who she is?
Yeah, her alter ego, right?
I can
right?
see her. Yeah, I can see her playing a role in that because.
Now, Sasha going to stab him. Sasha, the evil version. Now, he going to get shanked up if she turning into Sasha.
That's the
if
one
she
who
turning into Sasha and while he sleep. And she knows
about
Sasha
that. The one that's right.
You might be hearing
one.
About Jay-Z on the news.
Right. I think Sasha the one that's straggled on. She got turned into Sasha. I would think for him to be as connected as he is with her. When you have a life like that, it's hard for you to be that connected with somebody because you're living a lie. You're not happy. And, you know, I can see that. I can see that he found his connection and, you know, his bond with that because she's open. That's it.
That's crazy. Well, I really enjoyed this, Bria. I want to thank you for coming on the show and engaging with us in this topic.
Anytime.
It's been a pleasure with both of you. Thanks, Bria. Special thanks to my co-host, Miss Lala.
Anytime.
Thank everybody for listening. Once again, you're listening to It's Real. I'm your host, T-Real. It's been a pleasure. There's going to be many more episodes to come, many more topics. It has just begun. Thank everybody. Everybody stay blessed, and y'all will be hearing from me soon. Thank everybody. Have a good night.
Bye. Good night.